Hello, welcome to Live Sculpting. I am a licensed professional counselor and clinical trauma clinician. What you are about to hear is my professional opinion. Throughout the podcast, there are seeds of my personal experience, but it is guided through the lens of psychotherapy. I hope that you are open to new ideas to build emotional intelligence and self-actualization. There is always room for growth and empowerment. Enjoy. How to be alone without being lonely. It seems like an oxymoron, right? How can this happen? If you're alone, it must be lonely. Well, that doesn't have to be the case. In my experience, I have been in relationships, been single, been dating, in purgatory, just kidding. Through this time, I have figured out a pathway to be alone without being lonely. We all will be alone at some point, and there's no good reason for not staying happy while you're alone. I want to include a disclaimer here. I am mostly referring to romantic relationships in regards to not feeling lonely, although connection with others is essential, but not required for sustainability. First step, love yourself. I know, people say this is a cliche, but it is the real deal. Imagine this formula. If you love yourself, then you can actually enjoy yourself. I mean, if you hate yourself, then you will be stuck in crap hating yourself. Who wants that? So if you're in a place in your life where you don't really like yourself, we have to begin there. What can you improve on? What makes you happy? What drives you to dance and sing and boogie down in the kitchen? Include these things in your life. Insert them. Research your hobbies. Explore yourself in a way like you were a researcher, discovering the undiscovered country. You. Absolutely you. You are the most valuable asset. Don't be bored with this project. You are the project. Get excited that you can explore your heart's desire. I think that's pretty cool. Once you have accomplished step one, we move into actually doing the acting part. The acting part is where you get off your butt and do the things. Feelings follow action. Let me say that again. Feelings follow action. If you want to feel better, then do the action. The feelings will always come. One added bonus to this environment of your own that you create is that you decide and control your time. This is a major plus for you control peeps out there. You can flow your day in a way that you orchestrate and manage. Feelings are at the root of why being alone can be hard. As toddlers, we are used to always expecting the external world to be the source of our pleasure and/or disdain. Eventually, as healthy people, we should bring back that source back into ourselves, where our parents are the teachers but not the source. This process of life is a teachable time from our parents to teach us how to love and feel love. They are the authority in it for ourselves. Not that we get stuck in only managing and self-regulating from others, but that we can do it for ourselves. Now, if you're thinking, well, mom and dad did a bad job at showing me love, this will be outlined in another podcast. Whether you realize it or not, this is the journey for all of us towards health. If we fail to do this milestone, we will experience a low quality of life. When we look to others for our pleasure, excitement, etc., it can become a variable. Variables change all of the time. No one is able to control the flow or drought of it. Since we don't control others, we only control ourselves. This means that you have the power to overcome loneliness when you are alone. I think we should go to the next level. What say you? If this was a movie, step one is all of the prep. Find out what you love about yourself. Step two is the implementation. Do the things that make you happy. Step three is the applause, the reward of living a truly happy and full life. Let's get balanced. Not only pouring out, but also pouring in. Search out your soul. Understand and reflect on who you are. If this is difficult, or you need assistance with this, please reach out to a therapist who can help guide you to the best you can be. There is no need to do life hurting. There is no need to feel alone in this world. I hope you take the step in feeling better.